Welcome to Put a Ring on It. I'm Abby McKenzie. Of course, this podcast is dedicated to everything wrestling. And for me to be able to share some of the interviews that I've been getting with some of the biggest names in the industry. One of those is the genius behind House of Hardcore, who is touring Australia right now, Tommy Dreamer. Yes, Tommy Dreamer is my next guest. He's the innovator of violence, and I'm so excited to see him at House of Hardcore, along with all of the other big names that he's bringing out. Mick Foley, the Spirit Squad, Billy Gunn, Al Snow. It's just epic, to be totally honest. But it was really nice to talk to Tommy Dreamer about his career in particular, about where he sees wrestling going. And what was really interesting is just how long he's kind of been campaigning to get the Australian wrestling scene on the map and to get people seen and to get people out there, and just how passionate he is to help out up-and-coming talent and get them to a position of being seen, to get them to the States, to get them to tryouts, to get them signed, ultimately. You won't believe how many people Tommy Dreamer is responsible for signing. Such a privilege to talk to this man. Of course, as I said earlier, he is the genius behind House of Hardcore, and he has such a vision for it and where he wants it to go, which he'll explain in the interview. Here he is, Tommy Dreamer on Put a Ring on It. He's a hardcore legend, the innovator of violence, and the heart and soul of ECW. And of course, the founder of House of Hardcore, which comes to the Shed at Aussie World July 15. Please welcome the man himself, Tommy Dreamer.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
Good, thank you, Tommy. Now, House of Hardcore is really your baby. You came up with the concept. Tell us, how did it all start, and like, what was your vision for it?
My vision was, when people ask me what's the difference between House of Hardcore and WWE, basically nothing. In the sense of, this has just been my vision, where I just want to offer a different management style. It's still professional wrestling and different players. Just like if you were watching, you know, footy, as you guys like to say, there's different teams and different fan bases. And I just want people to appreciate my team, my players, and my fan base and my management style.
Well, I certainly think everybody is loving it. I mean, did you expect it to be this successful?
No, I did not. The first time we came to Australia, and we had 1,300 people in Melbourne. And then my friend who helps me promote over there, he was like, what if we did, you know, a 5-city tour? And I was like, man, that's a big, you know, undertaking. And we did it last year to huge success. And now we're hoping we have that same success. And I'm really, really proud, because for a while, I've always known, you know, the history of Australian wrestling. And for a while, it was almost forgotten. And now there's, you know, WWE is doing one of their biggest shows of the year coming up in Melbourne. And just the fact that I really feel I helped reinvigorate the independent and slash wrestling scene in Australia, and I couldn't be happier for it.
Well, I'm actually glad you said that, because I was going to ask, I mean, if someone of your caliber, if you guys were aware of just how much Australia is booming right now, but obviously you are, and you've been keeping an eye on it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I would come there. I came there once a year. I would go there, and, you know, some of the venues were smaller and the houses were smaller. And then right after we just did that one thing, we brought over a lot of, as the Aussies like to say, internationals, and showed them just a different piece, again, different players. And then all of a sudden it just started blowing up. And as well as the best part about it, what I feel, is it fuels the wrestlers, and a lot of the Aussie wrestlers have stepped up, and, you know, they've gotten different opportunities. And you could also tell how many, you know, Aussie wrestlers are being signed by, you know, WWE and getting, you know, more and more looked. I know when I go there, I have a nice little handful of a crew that I could rely on, because I know they're really, really good, and, you know, they're good wrestlers.
Well, that's one thing that I personally love about House of Hardcore is just how many opportunities that you are giving Aussie wrestlers to work the shows and kind of see how it's done in the big time. I mean, that's a huge opportunity for some of them. Was that something that was important to you when you kind of came up with the design for House of Hardcore?
Absolutely. I, you know, the makings of Tommy Dreamer from when I was in my 20s, I would walk back through that curtain and I would have Paul Heyman helping me. I would have Terry Funk helping me. I would have Mick Foley helping me to become better. And a lot of times when you're on the independents, the only people that are there are people who are kind of on the same playing field. as you. So, you know, you're really not going to get that better. But if you have coaches or veterans, you know, if you look at this card, you have, you know, WWE Hall of Famer Bully Ray will be attendance. Billy Gunn, who probably helped train half the people you see in WWE, he'll be in attendance. And myself, who hired so many people into WWE. And, you know, the greatest compliment I could ever tell a person is to put them on my show, you know, and I don't just do it to fill out the card, because I don't mind having less matches. What I do care about is quality of wrestling and quality of, you know, the wrestlers. And there are so many good wrestlers down there, and then they get to learn from that experience as well. It's kind of the way I give back to the industry.
Well, that's one thing I think I've kind of learned with the Australian wrestling crowd, is that they are such just pure wrestling fans. They literally rock up to a wrestling show to see the wrestling. They're so keen for it.
Yes, and I knew that, you know, when I first went to Australia, and it was, I remember being so excited for the first time when I went there with WWE, and then, you know, bringing my own brand there is super duper, you know, it's special, and it should be. And that's why I do it, you know, and I'm only doing it once a year. And every time I come there, I just want it to be a bigger and better event.
Do you find that the Australian crowd differs at all from a crowd, say, in the US? Like, are we rowdier or anything?
It's funny. We've done different regions, and every, like, Perth was different from Adelaide, which was different from Sydney, which was different from Melbourne. So it's just, every town was different, as opposed to, you know, it was, and it was great. I do. I love it.
The Queenslanders will go off. I'm telling you right now, at the Shed at Aussie World, that'll be rowdy on July 15. It's going to be
big. I hope so. And bring your rowdiness, because that's what I want. I want everyone to have a good time.
Well, I mean, you touched on earlier some of the huge names that are coming out. Mick Foley, yourself, Bubba Ray, Billy Gunn. Is it hard getting these guys together? How do you book something like that? Is it just kind of when their schedules are all free, or do you have guys lining up the door waiting to be a part of it?
Especially, you know, for Australia. I've had a lot of people contact me like, hey, I'd love to be a part of it. And, you know, there's so many, you know, roster spots, but it's a lot of, I mean, I've been planning this pretty much since last year of, hey, when we're going to come back, when I'm, you know, so that's kind of how there's a lot of planning that goes on to it, you know, because of, especially the only thing most internationals don't like is the travel, because it takes forever to get there.
And
it'd
be
really
quite
taxing. Sleep. Yes. But you sleep usually on the way home, and then you're all messed up once you get back.
I actually just spoke to Mick Foley, and he said the exact same thing. He said, it's just the flights that is the hardest thing, really, getting to Australia.
Correct. That's the only thing that's the worst part about it. But once you're there, it's, you know, it's a beautiful country. I've been there now, what, 6 years in a row, just, you know, coming there. You know, last year I was able to take my daughters on a little mini vacation and, you know, take them there and see them, you know, to the other. And it was just, it was an amazing vacation, something that, you know, I probably never would be able to duplicate, because we just had such, I actually had some downtime.
Yeah, well,
because I spent a week there.
We love it here, obviously. Is it a good opportunity for all of you to kind of catch up? Like, I suppose House of Hardcore and having so many big names coming in the one place at the one time, do you often get to catch up with these guys as much as, say, you would, unless you had something like House of Hardcore?
No, not really. A lot of times, you know, when I'm wrestling, if it's, you know, here in the States, or I do travel internationally a lot, a lot of times I'm either by myself, or it's almost like a family reunion, where I run into people, or when, you know, if it's, I'm not there for House of Hardcore, and I see, like, this past weekend I'm wrestling on indie show, and I saw Carlito's on the post. I was like, oh, I haven't seen him in a while. So it's almost like a little bit of a reunion every time I go out, and I'm happy I do, because a lot of times I'm just by myself.
And I think the other guys would be really excited for that as well, because you'd think, oh, I haven't seen old mate in such a long time. Can't wait to catch up with him in House of Hardcore in Australia.
Correct. And the biggest thing, too, is something that I personally love, and I have two pretty good big surprises booked for this Australian tour, and, you know, I think the fans will really, really love it. It's something to me where, as a wrestling fan, I would always love to see when people who you didn't expect to be at the show be there, and so I got two nice surprises for everybody, actually, and it's kind of what we do at a House of Hardcore show, so I look forward to seeing everyone's reaction.
Tommy, you can't leave me with that. I need to know what it is now.
If you want to be at the event, come on now.
I'm definitely there, front and center. I've already taken the next day off work. I've got everything planned.
That's awesome.
Hey, so I know for a lot of the guys, the mentality is kind of, you know, I've still got another run in me. Is that what House of Hardcore can kind of provide them, that extra run?
If you really break down House of Hardcore, you know, WWE, it was from the original ECW. That was our actual training center. And to me, the word hardcore, WWE kind of bastardized it with, you know, all about blood and guts. And hardcore is work ethic, and it's giving everything you have for the match. And when it talks about another run, I don't care who you are, as long as you can still go in the ring, that's what I care about. You know, I'm talking about if you're my friend, fine. I have some of my friends where they've said to me and I've said to them, hey, man, you know, you can't do this anymore wrestle-wise, but hey, if there's a way you can make an appearance or do some of that, Mick Foley, he cannot wrestle anymore, but he could still make an appearance, maybe put a sock in somebody's mouth. He can still contribute, as well as like we were talking about before, when someone comes to the curtain, he could watch their match and maybe say, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? So it's, I've been fortunate too that coming up, these will be, I don't even know what numbers they are, but I know I just completed House of Hardcore 45. I've had 49 talents get signed by WWE that I've used.
Wow.
So if I have to be the, I guess, grooming or, you know, getting people a second opportunity, or even so many people that people never heard of, and then they went on to work for, you know, WWE. Like Tony Nese was on every one of my shows. The Young Bucks were on every one of my shows.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see. I couldn't be prouder for him. Vic Travagliante was my announcer for 30 shows, and he just covered WWE's NXT Chicago, and now he's in the UK as one of their lead announcers. So I'm just happy to be giving back and, you know, just keep on plugging away. And as long as, you know, there'll be wrestlers like today, Big Cat's got released, so you never know, he may show up.
Well, that's it, he might.
He's a first-class picker because he's still giant. I don't know if I want to do that one yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so I just think it's great because you are actually able to give wrestlers opportunities outside of WWE. And that's when I was talking to Mick earlier. He said, you know, he misses the reactions. That's why he loves being able to come and do an appearance if he can.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we live for. We live for the people cheering, booing, or shocking. I'll never forget last year when I brought the Hurricane as a surprise, and the building was literally shaking when his music hit. And I was out there for it, and I was just so amped up because I'm a fan as well. And then, you know, to even see him go back there, and he went to the, you know, this year's Royal Rumble, and he, you know, I told him afterwards, congratulations, and he was like, almost as loud as my Australia pop, huh? And I was like, LOL, absolutely.
Well, Tommy, how's the future looking for you? I mean, you're still performing, you got House of Hardcore going strength to strength. I mean, you're not planning on slowing down anytime soon, are you?
No, I'm going to keep on wrestling until I can't wrestle no more, and I want, you know, the world to continue to see my show. You know, it's available on Twitch, which airs everywhere. It's free. You can watch it. The Australia show that I showed one of the shows on Twitch, and it was one of the highest viewed shows. And, you know, we'll be filming all the events while we're there, and, you know, get the Aussie crowds because they're so super hot. And to me, I just want to keep on building my brand and building, you know, for more and more people, just to put more eyes on House of Hardcore and show my vision. It's no different. Like I said, WWE has their vision. New Japan has their vision. Ring of Honor has their vision. House of Hardcore has their vision.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. It's going to be off the chain. Like, I'm telling you straight up, Queenslanders are pretty crazy at the best of times, especially say it's something like the footy. Imagine them at House of Hardcore. They're going to tear that place down. It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
So you can see Tommy Dreamer at House of Hardcore at The Shed, Aussie World, July 15. Tickets are on sale now at houseofhardcore.net. Like I said, I can't wait. I've actually got the next day off just so I can recover from it. Tommy Dreamer, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'll see you guys all there, and I want you to be the loudest crowd, because I think I'm going to wait this year who's the loudest and rowdiest crowd. So hopefully you guys win.
I think we might, just quietly. We'll see how we go. Thanks, Tommy.